Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Birth Partner, 6th Revised Edition by Penny Simkin with Melissa Chiney, is a practical nonfiction guide focused on childbirth support, written for dads, partners, doulas, midwives, and other labor companions. It explains how to be genuinely useful before labor begins, during the stages of birth, and in the early postpartum period. The book is not a medical textbook for clinicians, but it is more detailed than a casual pregnancy handbook. Its purpose is to translate childbirth knowledge into concrete support, recognizing labor, understanding normal progress, responding to pain, navigating interventions, and helping with the immediate transition after birth. Because it combines updated medical information with hands-on guidance, it occupies a distinctive place in the childbirth category. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand both the physical realities of labor and the interpersonal role of the birth companion, including communication, advocacy, and comfort measures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparing the birth partner before labor starts. One of the book's central strengths is its emphasis on preparation, well before contractions become irregular. Simkin treats support as something that must be learned, not improvised. The book explains how companions can anticipate practical needs, learn the birth plan, understand hospital or home birth settings, and identify what kind of help the birthing person actually wants. This matters because many partners assume presence alone is enough, when in fact labor support requires awareness, timing, and calm decision-making. By framing preparation as a responsibility, the book shifts the role of the companion from bystander to active participant. It also helps readers understand the emotional dimensions of preparation, such as learning to listen without taking over, respecting cultural preferences, and remaining flexible when plans change. In this sense, the book does not simply collect tips. It teaches a support mindset grounded in readiness, observation, and responsiveness. Secondly, recognizing labor and understanding how it progresses. The book gives careful attention to the beginning of labor and the difference between pre-labor, early labor, active labor, and transition. This is important because a birth partner often becomes most useful when they can judge what stage the birthing person is in and what kind of help is appropriate at that moment. Simkin's approach is practical rather than theoretical. Instead of treating labor as a single event, she presents it as a process with changing physical and emotional demands. That framework helps companions avoid both overreaction and passivity. It also reduces confusion about when to call the midwife, head to the hospital, or simply continue waiting at home. By explaining normal labor patterns and possible variation, the book gives readers a way to interpret what they see without panic. This is one of the book's most valuable contributions, because informed observation is often what allows a companion to stay calm, reassure the laboring person, and offer the right support at the right time. Thirdly, comfort measures and non-drug pain relief during labor. A major practical focus of the book is how to ease labor pain without medication and how to support comfort even when medication may later be used. The book covers hands-on techniques such as positioning, touch, massage, breathing support, movement, rest, and environmental adjustments. These methods are not presented as a substitute for medical care, but as tools that can make labor more manageable and less isolating. This section of the book is particularly important because labor pain is not only physical. It is also affected by fear, tension, fatigue, and uncertainty. Simkin shows how a knowledgeable companion can reduce those stressors by staying attentive and adapting support as the labor changes. The practical value lies in specificity instead of vague reassurance. The reader learns what to do in real moments of discomfort. That makes the book useful not only for partners who want to be helpful, but also for doulas and educators who need concrete strategies grounded in the realities of labor. Fourthly, understanding medical interventions, induction, and cesarean birth. The book is especially strong in explaining common medical interventions in a way that non-professionals can follow. It discusses epidurals, Pitocin, induction or augmentation of labor, and cesarean birth, along with complications that may require intervention. The value of this material is not simply informational. It helps the birth partner participate in decisions without confusion or intimidation. Many childbirth books avoid medical detail or present it in a simplified, reassuring manner. Simkin does something more useful. She outlines why interventions are used, what they may change in labor, and how a companion can remain supportive if the birth takes an unexpected turn. This reduces the likelihood that the partner will interpret intervention as failure. Instead, the reader is encouraged to see medical care as one part of the range of possible birth experiences. That balanced approach makes the book more realistic than ideologically driven childbirth guides. And it helps readers stay useful when plans shift from low intervention birth to a more medically managed one. Lastly, postpartum support, breastfeeding, and the first hours after birth, the book does not stop at delivery. It extends into the early postpartum period, where many practical needs continue and the birth partner's role remains important. Simkin includes guidance on newborn care, breastfeeding, the delivery of the placenta, and the mother's immediate physical recovery. This is significant because the first hours and days after birth can be disorienting, especially for first-time parents who expect the main challenge to end once the baby arrives. The book corrects that assumption by showing that support after birth is part of the same continuum of care. It also reflects the reality that emotional adjustment begins immediately, alongside bodily recovery and feeding concerns. By addressing postpartum care, the book becomes more comprehensive than many labor-focused manuals. It helps the companion stay attentive when exhaustion, uncertainty, and vulnerability are often at their highest. That makes the book useful not only for birth itself, but for the transition into parenting that follows it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for partners, doulas, childbirth educators, midwives, and relatives who want to be genuinely useful during birth rather than merely present. It is also a strong choice for expectant parents who want a shared reference for labor planning and decision-making. Its main benefit is practical literacy readers come away better able to recognize labor stages, offer comfort, understand interventions, and support recovery after birth. Unlike many pregnancy books that focus mainly on the pregnant person, this one is built around the companion's role and responsibilities. That perspective gives it a clear identity in the childbirth category. It stands out because it is neither overly clinical nor overly simplistic. Instead, it combines evidence-based medical information with hands-on guidance and a realistic view of how birth actually unfolds. The result is a book that can improve communication, reduce panic in unexpected situations, and help the support person contribute meaningfully throughout labor, delivery, and the early postpartum period. For readers who want depth, clarity, and practical usefulness, it remains one of the most distinctive books in its field. If you would like to support Penny Simkin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.